Thank you. absence of education is that it's a religious education. And why? Because a religious education is an education which inculcates duty and reverence. Stress. Everything becomes too much. Overloaded. And we cope with the pressures. And when pressure rises, breathing becomes more rapid. Digestive systems slow. Immune systems go down. Muscles become tense. Experts report stressors include mental health problems, physical health, financial strain, crises in marriage, jobs, deaths. The results of stress vary. Anger, depression, insecure feelings, sadness, fatigue, irritability. There's a good story about a teenager who marched into the living room with his mother. And he adds to his parents, "I'm leaving home. There is nothing you can do to stop me. An adventure and beautiful memory, so I'm leaving. Just don't try to stop me." As he headed toward the door, his father leaped up from his chair and ran toward him. And the boy held up his hand. "Can I get you here?" I said, "Don't try to stop me." And the father responded, "Who's trying to stop you? I'm going with you." Another response came from the late cartoonist Charles Schulz. It's a Peanuts cartoon. Charlie Brown. "I want to talk to you, Charlie. As your sister's consulting psychiatrist, I must put the blame for her fears on you." "On me?" exclaimed Charlie. "Yes," Lucy said, "on you. Each generation must be able to blame the previous generation for its problems. It doesn't solve anything, but it makes us all feel better." The bottom line today. Like I said, Superman is a Christ-like figure. No two ways about it. A Christian God came to earth to save mankind. Jesus Christ, Superman. By the way, that was more to see. All seeing Father from afar. Cal, El, El is Hebrew for God. Wonders. Odd jobs. Performs miracles. And at age 33, he tests his humanity and divinity. Mostly Jor-El tells his only son, "The fate of the planet rests in your hands." Then he goes out to face it, Zod, the anti-god. But alas, Kal-El is not humanity's savior. The real Christ represents a specific hope and an eternal promise. And as one critic put it, "Hollywood, let Jesus be the Christ, and let Superman be the mythic hero." So who was wise in their resurrection, the life, I am the Good Shepherd. There are not many here, I suspect, have ever been a shepherd. Any shepherds? No shepherds. Well, we know a great deal about shepherds only when we see the label on the clothes, 100% wool, or sort of settled like a leopard. But even today, you see, among sheep herders, the story rings clear. Shepherds name their sheep much in the same way as we name our pets. And when they're called, the sheep recognize the voice, and they come to be cared for, to receive the oil from their wounds, to be led to safe pasture, to be rescued when they're troubled, a complete trust. And the story echoes memories of Moses and David, the words of Ezekiel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will make them to lie down. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the crippled. I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will watch over. Or Isaiah, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are young. See, God searches, God seeks for the lost, God cares for his own. Well, now, the lead singer of YouTube. Some are calling the new C.S. Lewis. You might want to get out of that accent. And he puts it, I'm holding out that Jesus took my sins on the cross because I know who I am. And I don't have to depend on my own religiosity. But I love the idea of a sacrificial lamb. I love the idea that God says, look, you Cretans, there are certain results to the way we are. Selfishness. There's a mortality as a part of a sinful nature. And let's face it, you're not living a very good life, are you? The point of the death of Christ is that Christ took on the sins of the world so that what we put out did not come back to us. Our sinful nature does not meet the obvious death. And that's the point. And it should keep us humble. He goes on, it's not our good works that get us through the gates of heaven. If we could be a bit more like him, this world could be transformed. Friends, we live as those who expect great things from God, for we are God's people. We respond to that voice of the Savior, living with wisdom from above, a spirit that enables us to be pure and peaceable, gentle, full of mercy. That's the spirit I have experienced these past 56 years of ministry. From New Jersey through New York, Michigan, Arizona, California, Idaho, Michigan, Scotland, Ethiopia, Thailand, Bangladesh. The Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of hope, born of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And I've seen the dream at work. As folks marched yesterday in Detroit to remind us of Martin Luther King's march and his famous speech, so I joined the thousands that marched in Atlanta and up the hill to the cemetery. I met Bill Beck at the back door of the Ebenezer Baptist Church. Beck had left his hospital bed in Chicago in order to attend the funeral. I've never missed one of his marches, he told me, and I couldn't miss this one. But Bill Beck had a quirk right leg, and cellophane had been placed in his left knee. When the service ended, as we walked up the hill together, his face became red. I began to worry about him. He turned to me smiling, said, don't worry about me. Only be half as tired as you will. And we celebrated our precious Lord on that hilltop. I've seen that dream of work of the thousands of Presbyterians and it's been my privilege to serve. The 10 young people who went into the ministry, the hospital room was filled with pain, with hope dispelling fear. And for enough of what I have hospital cell. I am responsible for myself and for all human beings who share this earth with me. And I accept the responsibility to replace darkness with light, hatred with love, suspicion with trust, abuse with fairness, frustration with patience, fear with understanding, ignorance with knowledge, and apathy with action. And yet you see, that humanistic creed is impossible to fulfill without God. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose Spirit enlivens our lives. Who is wise and understanding among you? stand at the door